On this Monday, Mark Russo joins us from Risk Pulse in Chicago to talk about the marketplace. Hey, good afternoon to you. And I said talk about the marketplace. I think it was because I was thinking about what the weather's going to do later in the week. Zeta is in line. Is it a hurricane at the moment? And I guess it will really impact the market, or at least the flow of grain out of the port of New Orleans.
Well, Todd, yeah, for all practical purposes, Zeta is a hurricane that's kind of borderline right now in the Northwest Caribbean. And yeah, it's going to be tracking into the Gulf of Mexico here, actually crossing the Yucatan here tonight on into the Gulf of Mexico on Tuesday, and then making landfall, it looks like, in around eastern Louisiana coming up Wednesday later in the day. And so on that track, it does look to produce impacts in around the New Orleans area, and that's likely going to close the port to not only agricultural products here, you know, movement of shipping and movement across that area, but then also for other products there that move through the port of New Orleans as well.
Yeah, so the port doesn't generally close down for very long, but it will be closed during the biggest storm surge, I suppose. Does it have an impact further up into the United States, for instance, anything for those harvesting crops in the Mississippi River Valley or even here in the Midwest?
Yeah, first off, for areas of the Delta and portions of the Southeast, again, some of the rain activity here will likely cause some detrimental issues here to crops, especially those unharvested crops that are closest to where the storm will be making landfall. But the storm is going to be a fast mover. So again, not anticipating any kind of inland flooding or any kind of major issues there. And then also some of the rains will make their way into areas of the southern Midwest, which again could cause some harvest delays for a couple of days. But then after that, it does look like drier weather returns to those areas.
Here in the Midwest, rainfall a little bit, not much of a delay, I suppose. What's it look like next week?
Yeah, next week looks totally dry across the vast majority of the Midwest. So, and temperatures look warmer too after this week's cold. So a much more favorable week next week in terms of harvest progress across the entire belt, Todd.
Anything you've been watching around the planet we should be aware of, whether that's here in the United States or elsewhere?
Yeah, for the Plains hard red winter wheat belt, they're in the midst of an unusual early winter storm producing snow and ice and actually significant precip across areas of the belt that particularly needed, especially from Kansas down through the Oklahoma Panhandle. But this looks to be a one-shot deal, and drier weather looks to return after this beneficial event. And then we're watching South America, where, again, in the net, the next couple of weeks features some rain opportunities, especially in areas of northern Brazil. But southern Brazil and Argentina, the pattern features less active conditions. Granted, Argentina has significantly improved over the past week with the unsettled weather, but still some, you know, drier areas to monitor, especially in southern Brazil coming up in early November.
Hey, thank you so much. I appreciate it. We'll talk with you again next week.
Thanks for having me, Todd.
Mark Russo is with Risk Pulse. He is in Chicago, Illinois.